Reading for February 24th, entitled, Stand Fast in the Faith. Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. I pray that the people of God may not cast aside the peculiarities of their faith. Christ is glorified by a life of constant, well-defined faith. Paul declares, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Christ is to be glorified by the living, working faith of his people. The just shall live by faith. Christ has not left his people to stumble along in darkness. He has marked out the way before them. He says, "Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Mark chapter 8, verse 34. It is along the path of self-denial, the royal highway cast up by the Redeemer, that God's people are to travel. My brother, bow in submission before him who has brought life and immortality to light. Let your will and the will of Christ be one. Talk this, pray this, live this. God's word to us is, go forward. And this word we are to obey, though we shall meet with obstacles seemingly as insurmountable as the Red Sea. Let us trust the Lord God of heaven to open the way before his people. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37, verse 5. This patience of the soul is the rest of faith. The Lord will bless his tried, faithful people. He will not leave them to become confused. In the last great day, every word, every act will be subjected to the crucial test of the judge of all the earth. The Lord calls for heartfelt repentance from those who claim to be his people. Self-indulgence is to find no place in their lives. The church of God is to be jealously guarded from every phase of dishonesty, every taint of corruption. The love of Christ is directly opposed to all avarice, all pride, all pretense. The Lord calls for humble, contrite hearts. He will work by his Holy Spirit upon all who will be worked, all who love him and keep his commandments. And they will make the presence and power of God so manifestly to appear that the enemies of the truth will be compelled to say that God and his angels are indeed the friends and helpers of those who serve him. Schism and division are not the fruits of righteousness. They are of the wicked one. The great hindrance to our advancement at this time is the selfishness that prevents believers from having true fellowship with one another. The last prayer that Christ offered for his disciples before his trial was that they might be one in him. Satan is determined that this oneness shall not be, for it is the strongest witness that can be borne that God did indeed send his Son to reconcile the world to heaven. Taken from Letter 41, dated February 24, 1903, to Dr. F. E. Braucht, a physician laboring in Chicago.